just like grown-ups, kids can have financial goals too. Whether they get a weekly allowance or have a part-time job, one day they're going to need to learn how to budget their own money. There are so many different financial literacy apps out there made specifically for kids and teens that help introduce them to money management in a fun, engaging way. So how do you figure out which ones are going to work for your family? Personal finance expert Robin Tobe is with us. She is the author of A Parent's Guide to Raising Money Smart Kids. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
There are so many of these apps. Before we get into specifics, I would love you to just kind of characterize broad themes you would say that we should be looking for as parents when we go through the app store and like, I don't know, what are the kinds of attributes of these apps that have them be more effective than others?
Well, some of them are just games or simulations, and they're not using real money, but they're designed to allow the kids to experience what it takes to earn money and then the decisions that you have to make once you've earned it about how to save, spend, share, or invest it for the long term. And then there are other apps that are actually you can connect them to a bank account, so they can actually be some form of a digital piggy bank, where you can even connect the child's allowance and chores and that type of, has more of a technical element to it, because you're really managing how you allocate chores to them and how you pay them.
I feel so conflicted about the digital element. On the one hand, I want Abby, who's 8, to learn the visceral experience of notes and coins. On the other hand, I know that her entire life is going to be digital. By the time she's, out in the work world, cash is likely entirely a thing of the past. How do you reconcile those two things, as from your perspective?
Right. I mean, cash is already kind of going away. I think for young kids, it's great to start off with a tangible physical piggy bank. And there's one that I talk about often when I speak to parents, and it's the multi-slotted piggy bank. So it has a slot for save, spend, donate, and invest, 4 different slots.
It's the Savvy Pig. I love the Savvy Pig.
Savvy Pig. It's a great birthday gift.
It is.
So there's actually an app that company has produced called Saving Spree. And it's really just more of a game app, like I described earlier, that teaches kids how to save for goals, spend wisely, donate to others, and invest. So it's consistent. So that approach would work, where you have the physical tangible piggy bank, where you can show them the bills and the coins, and then you can kind of back that up with this digital game that reinforces the same lessons.
Saving Spree from Money Savvy Generation. That's the first one. Second one's iAllowance Lite. Tell us about this one.
Okay, so this one will actually replace the need to have a physical piggy bank with coins and stuff. So let's say you do want to embrace this whole going digital trend. So it lets you manage your kids' allowance. You can set that up as a weekly thing, or you can pay it out for special rewards. It also has the ability to track things like chores around the household and odd jobs, and you can even set push reminders to get your kids to do those pesky chores.
Really? So this assumes that they have their own device.
Right.
So the push reminder would go to my, grade 9 kid and be like, do the dishes!
Yeah, to their phone or their tablet to remind them to clear the dishwasher.
That's how I sound. Do the dishes!
And then, there's ways to motivate them. Like, I think, there's like a system. You can set it up with little stars, or you can actually set it up to use real money.
Bankaroo. Tell us about Bankaroo.
So this one is a virtual bank, and it's for kids 5 to 14. So again, it's more of a simulation for kids to learn how to budget, set goals, and, save towards those goals, and then how to spend responsibly.
The Game of Life is a game. It's a game from my childhood. I love that game. And we have played it with Abby, too. It lives in digital form. Tell us how you would use that to help kids.
Well, it is a classic game, as you said. A lot of parents have probably played that growing up. So this is just a version for $3.99, and it's for kids ages 4 and up. That's, on their phone or on a tablet or something. And the idea of life, the reason I think that it's so enduring is because it teaches these real world lessons, like how do you pay for university or college? What do you study? What kind of job are you going to get? Do you want to buy a family home? Do you want to buy a car? So it's really, you know, it simulates the types of decisions that you'll face throughout different life stages. But there was a warning when I did my research that there are in-app purchases.
I hate that.
I know. And, that, you know, it's always connected to your credit card. So something to watch for.
Yeah. Abby's accidentally bought things that were not approved. Now, tell us, so all the banks have mobile banking apps.
Yes.
When in a young person's life should that link be made?
Well, I think it should be around the time that they open a youth account, which is usually, I guess, around 12, I would say, whenever they graduate from, like, you know, a child's account to a youth account, and they get a debit card. Because if they're old enough to understand how to use a debit card and how it works and go to the ATM and take money out, they're probably, and they're always on their phones, I'm guessing, then it's probably an appropriate time for them to start to use the features of mobile banking to manage their money.
The good thing about debit card use that I can see, I mean, this is Abby's too young for this, but I can see them developing a relationship to a piece of plastic that has limits before they develop a relationship to a piece of plastic that doesn't have limits called a credit card.
Right.
How else do we use technology to train our young people in that very important distinction?
I know. I mean, one of the things I say in my book is that kids really do need to understand the difference between a debit card, which takes the money out of your account right away, versus credit, where it's buy now, pay later. I mean, the thing about these mobile banking apps by the banks is that they contain other tools that will help you manage your money. For example, you can set alerts to notify you if your account balance is running low, or let's say your Visa balance is starting to hit like a high number if you're approaching your credit limit. These apps will also track your spending, so see where you're spending money and categorize that, and then it will use that information to help you set budgets. And obviously setting a budget is one of the best ways to control your spending. And then again, these alerts will notify you if you're hitting a certain number that's your budget for a certain category.
What is the role of parents as it relates to your kids, their money, and these apps? And I ask because some things we as parents just completely outsource. I barely even sit in the swimming pool while Abby has her swim lessons these days. Like, they just do everything, and I reap the benefits of the fact that she can swim. That is not the same when it comes to great financial behavior. What role do we as parents need to be playing, even if we've paid the $8.49 and bought the app?
I think the most important role that parents have is to be good financial role models for their kids. So try to get your own financial house in order first so that you can lead by example. And that means, you know, using mobile banking or online banking yourself and trying to stay on top of your money with those tools. And your kids will see that you're doing that, and they will hopefully emulate that kind of behavior. Because, you know, being good with money and being able to manage it well is a good habit to get into early, and that you want your kids to establish early. I mean, the other role parents have is to be that person that your kids go to when they have questions about money or when they want to learn, because our kids do want us to be good financial role models. And a study by CPA Canada showed that kids who are taught about money at home are more confident and optimistic about their financial futures and better prepared for the decisions that they'll face. So in my opinion, no app can really replace the value of ongoing discussions with your kids about money. So not just like the one money talk, not like one and done, but ongoing conversations. And they're easy to have because money, you know, the subject of money and how to use it is coming up every single day with your kids. So just look for a teachable moment.
Where do you net out on paying kids to engage in this content? It was kind of a surprise to me that this was even a thing, but I was talking to someone and was like, yeah, we pay them. We pay them to watch or learn. We pay them to learn. And obviously, please, paying kids to do anything, they'd sit there and do it. What do you think?
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I think once you start paying them to do something, I mean, and then that gets back to the allowance and chores thing, and there's always debate about that too, right? But I think in general, bribing your kids, whether it's for good grades in school or to learn something like this, it's not the right way to approach it, because I think you want this to come from within. You want them to, and that's your job too, to explain to them, why is it important to be good with money? You know, why is that a life skill that we think and the Canadian government thinks and a lot of people think is important to have? You can be honest. What mistakes have you made when you weren't as well informed.
Are you talking about me, like, in theory or as
not
a human
you,
being?
You.
Who are you? Do you think you're talking to me? I'm perfect.
I know. So am I, right? I wrote the book, of course.
You did.
But we all make mistakes. So it's okay to share some of those mistakes with your kids and really explain to them, you know, the world has gotten complicated and you need to be, you need to have the knowledge and confidence to make responsible decisions throughout your life.
Robin, so thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much for your insight on this. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Bruce. Talk to you soon.
Robin Tobe, the author of A Parent's Guide to Raising Money Smart Kids. We were talking about a bunch of apps that you can at least consider. iAllowance Lite, Bankaroo, The Game of Life, and Savings Spree were the ones that we mentioned today.